You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's tonight, Al Davis versus the NFL.
Oh, 30-30?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
30 for 30. Now, did you see how they put this together?
No.
Deep fakes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, to make it look like they're dramatizing it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's weird.
Do some people object to that?
Yeah, probably.
Well, they haven't seen it yet.
It's going to mess people up, man.
Because previous to this, you know, 30 for 30 has been kind of real journalism.
That's what this is.
No fake stuff.
Well, this is they're just assuming this the interaction, but they have a video of it, right?
And are they going to point out that this is a reenactment with a deep fake?
Yeah.
I don't know. One assumes.
Yeah, because you can't come off like you're trying to fool people.
The deep fake is going to be weird in the future because people are going to watch that thinking that thing actually happened.
Yeah, we've already seen some of them.
Producers wrote the dialogue spoken by the deep fake actors based on transcripts and historical records into how Al Davis and Pete Rozelle felt about these situations and each other at the height of their very public hostilities in an accurate way. They first directed stand-in actors who were the same build, height, and weight as Davis and Rozelle when they were alive. Prosthetics then had to be made for their heads and necklines. And then they hired impressionists to mimic Davis and Rozelle's voices, which were recorded in booths away from the documentary shooting.
You know, nobody wants to wear his prosthetics that make you look like Al Davis's kid.
No.
Not that haircut. Have you seen, you know, we've seen those that face app where people put themselves in famous movies?
Yeah, that's horrible.
I know, it's horrifying, but it looks real.
What's that app called?
I don't know.
Apparently it's pretty easy to use.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of it on Facebook.
Yeah, it's called Terrible. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be harder and harder to know what's real.
No, you're right. I'll tell you where they need that. I mean, first of all, I watched that documentary on DeLorean, and when they do dramatized history scenes of what they thought happened in offices, it was actually Alec Baldwin in makeup as an actor playing DeLorean. And it worked because Alec Baldwin was a good actor. Where it doesn't work, have you ever seen, do you have reels?
I don't think so.
Or you have access, those two?
The reels is full of that murder porn.
No, not that. It's the Breaking the Band.
Okay.
Where they do all these bands in the 80s, and they reenact scenes of them backstage drinking, and all they do is take a bunch of guys that are skinny young dudes now and throw bad wigs on them. And tell you that's Motley Crue, Poison's this weekend, and tell you that's Poison, and tell you that's Guns N' Roses, and you go. And then they show it. They juxtapose it with real video and real action of the band, and you go, "This is horrible." I mean,
yeah, it is.
They show these bad wigs on Axl Rose, a guy that thinks he's Axl Rose in the video. It's just bad. So I wish they would do deep fakes with that to make it look real.
Well, yeah, why even include that?
I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
But just use documentary.
Do the documentary and do real footage.
It's a documentary. You've got to make it either real or obviously fake.
Yes.
Not stuff that, this looks kind of real.
Right.
Well, how about you look at it first and then make up your mind?
Well, if it's a deep fake and it's done well, you won't know the difference.
This guy has directed several 30 for 30s,
he's
in the crowd.
I'm sure it's going to be amazing looking.
He's in the crowd.
But we know it's fake, but some people won't.
Well, let's find out if they tell us all. Let's watch the thing and see, hey, this is deep fake. Let's see what they say.
No, I won't be able to tell. It's going to be that good.
Right. Well, if there's a caption that says this is deep fake, okay. I'd like to think you could figure that out.
Since it's 30-30 ESPN, they probably do have to.
Are you insisting we not rush to judgment, even though we haven't seen it?
I'm asking you to. Okay. Not insisting.
All right.
There'll be a disclaimer because it's ESPN. They're not gonna get sued.
I would think so. If it's a real piece of journalism, they'll make a note somehow. Like, this is fake.
Now this won't be like they actually used the real actors, just made them look younger with the deep fakes. Was The Irishman, which is an amazing.
Or maybe
movie.
They'll do like they do in soap operas, right. Like when one of the actors gets sick.
Right.
The part of Jim is being played by Alec Baldwin.
I told you that story. I remember here they were talking to Pacino, and there's a scene where Jimmy Hoffa gets up out of his chair in his living room when he finds out he's being indicted. His family's sitting around, and he runs upstairs, walks briskly upstairs. and Pacino is like 70. And in the scene, Hoffa's like 38, 40. And they go to, so Scorsese's directing it, and Pacino gets up and walks upstairs. And he goes, yeah, come down. And they look like a 68-year-old guy walking upstairs. You got to remember, we're fixing your face, and you're 40 in this scene. So they had to reshoot it, where he actually really had to move his ass up the stairs.
There's a scene in that movie.
I love that.
So he had to act spry?
Well, he just got up like he would normally do. He's like 60, 70 years old. He didn't get up like he was 38.
There's another one in that movie. I think it's De Niro's curb stomping a guy outside a grocery store.
He looks old.
And he looks like a 70-year-old guy curb stomping.
Well, he looks like he didn't want to hurt himself. That's why, right.
He's moving very gingerly.
They couldn't do much about that. Pacino just had to get up, you know.
Now, they use that same technology in a movie I just watched, that Gemini Man with Will Smith.
He's fighting himself, right?
Right, yeah, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's a few scenes where you kind of go, well, man, that looks a little goofy.
It's only going to get better, though.
Yeah, but he's only in his early 50s and playing a 25-year-old version of himself, so the physical stuff is still pretty good.
Where they're going to have problems, and I've heard about this, is if they... What will stop them in the future, unless, especially if somebody agrees to it, some sort of a family agrees to it, of making a movie starring a dead famous actor?
Yeah.
I mean, really famous actor. He died, but you still want to see him in new movies.
Like a Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Anybody, you know?
I think at this point it's still a tiny bit cost prohibitive.
Oh, it will be.
Like that. Because
that's how much their Irishman cost a fortune.
Yeah, because of all
and
that
they
technology.
Were alive, and they were alive, so they had their actual faces they could mess with.
Yeah.
I just wonder about, like, court cases and stuff, too. Like, is video evidence even going to be anything in the future? You can manipulate everything?
If it's that good, who knows? I mean, they're lying about it now. People believe in crap now, Nick. I didn't say that. We got you on tape.
Not me.
You know how to pronounce QAnon McCarthy. I don't know. How's it pronounced? Right here. We got it on tape. You said it. He said yesterday he couldn't. How do you pronounce that? Because he's a horrible human being.
If you were, like, a defense attorney, like, even now I wonder, like, why couldn't you just roll in footage from, like, Independence Day when they blow up the White House? I mean, like, look, is the White House really blown up?
Because
there's video evidence against my client. How do you know?
Judges can still hold those people in contempt when they lie in court.
Because judges are smart.
Yeah. That's why Giuliani can say stuff in front of a crowd, but can't say stuff in a courtroom.
Yeah, we haven't altered the judicial branch
so far
all that much yet.
So far.
We haven't altered the courts where you can just go in and go ahead and lie.
That's tonight, Craig, off the DVR, that one. There's some 30-30s
that's tonight.
I've missed over the years.
I'm looking forward to that one.
I will watch
and
that.
I'll forget.
Yeah, I will forget, too. I will forget right
Both
now.
Can be true.
I will. Looking forward to it and forget to watch it ever. Sometimes I'll forget to watch something ever and I have looked forward to it.
Right.
I've done that with movies when I go back through the movies. Oh, I was looking forward to that 7 years ago. I never saw that.
I recall anticipating that and then I'm watching it. Yeah. We've all done that.
And then you find out it was good.
I know you're mad.
Damn.
Yeah.
Waited all this time.
I really, really wanted to see that and then something shiny came along.
And I forgot about it for 8 years.
A recent study shows that drinking coffee could reduce the likelihood of hearing loss in men.
I hope so.
Yeah, that ain't working.
Because I ain't working, man.
Well, imagine what it could be if you didn't drink coffee.
I'd be deaf.
Researchers found that men who drink at least one cup of coffee a day...
And wear headphones their whole life.
...were 15... Not that.
Well, that made us deaf. That's
you
didn't, right.
Yeah. Don't inject that into the sentence.
No.
Researchers found that men who drink at least one coffee a day were 15% less likely to lose their hearing than those who didn't drink the average. Coffee may be beneficial for hearing because of its anti-inflammatory properties and the antioxidants.
I better pour it in my ears.
The benefits appear to be the same whether the coffee is caffeinated or decaffeinated, filtered or unfiltered. No link between coffee and hearing function was found in women.
Hey, let it cool if you're going to pour it right into your ears.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's key part there.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Good point.
You don't want inner ear burns.
No.
Oh, that would hurt so bad.
Yeah.
It should come as no surprise that the...
Maybe if you just jam some coffee grounds into your ears.
Yeah.
That would clog it
up. That's the ticket.
Yeah.
This ain't helping. Yeah. Well, because that's because your ear is full of coffee grounds.
This sounds like sand.
This isn't helping my hearing at all. What crap?
You got to use whole beans.
Yeah. What's unfiltered coffee?
Coffee that hasn't been filtered.
That is weird.
Thanks.
Or like cowboy coffee?
I've got no idea.
Straight out the percolator?
No idea. But apparently it's a thing.
Yeah, I've had that camping before. Where you just throw the coffee grounds in a pot.
I don't think that's the thing.
You like your
I
coffee?
Doubt that's the thing.
It's not it.
It sounds like some sort of high-end thing.
Yeah, you're not drinking the grounds.
Sounds like some sort of high-end thing that's beyond my pay grade.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you end up drinking some of the grounds. It's unavoidable.
Yeah, I don't like chunky beverages.
By, yeah, with cookie on the range, yeah, you might drink some of the grounds. But like Craig's right. This is probably some high-end thing. Where you're not drinking the grounds.
Okay, unfiltered coffee?
Yeah.
You're using a French press or a similar device where they're...
Craig was right.
Yeah, it never passes through a filter. And apparently, according to this article, it's bad for you to do it that way because there's oils and things in there that'll make your cholesterol shoot up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the cowboy coffee would fall under that category, too. There's no filter.
Yeah, I don't know what cowboy coffee is.
They don't have French presses on the cowboy on the range. There's no grounds in this.
It never passes through a filter.
Yeah, the only difference between cowboy coffee and a French press is the French press has a little thing that you plunge down, and it squeezes the grounds to the bottom of the container.
Apparently that filter catches these other things that the French press will not that are bad for your cholesterol.
You like your cowboys, like your cowboy coffee, Todd, right? Black.
Right. And hot.
And mushed down.
Steaming.
And steaming. Steaming and black.
And pounded.
That's how you like your
ground.
Cowboy.
Early in the morning. Yep.
And pounded. If you're a catcher.
I should say this is Celebration of Chocolate Month.
All right.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Valentine's Day and everything.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting Valentine's Day. When is that?
What?
The 14th.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Valentine's Day, I'm sorry.
There you go.
That's with an
sorry.
M. It's Valentine's Day.
Isn't that a combination holiday for you, Push?
Yeah.
Is your wife's birthday around there?
Two days later is her birthday.
You're lucky, man. Is it one present?
Generally.
Okay, good.
I mean, well, like most years, we just go out. We, you know, go out on a Saturday night, celebrate, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
This year's a little different.
Obviously, but you combine them. But you say you combine the holidays, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Good for you.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, no, I'm sure there'll be some restaurants that are packed on Valentine's Day evening. Valentine's.
Yeah.
But not for me.
My oldest sister's first marriage was a Valentine's Day wedding, you know. So they never forgot, but they were only married 3 years, I believe.
So now the rest of your miserable life.
Yeah.
You've got to remember.
You know, that was so long ago. She was so young. I'm sure she didn't even care.
Yeah, but she's got to be reminded of that every Valentine's Day.
I don't think so. Don't even think across her mind.
Well, we're reminding her now. Remember when you got married on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I know that one didn't take.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do. I'm sure in Vegas was always huge on that day. Because that you never have to forget your anniversary. You don't.
Well, you try.
Yeah. You try. Yeah. Especially if you got divorced, you probably try to forget it. Right, exactly. But if you still stay married, two birds, one stone.
Well,
man.
The trouble is too many people that are married have forgotten.
Their
anniversary.
Yeah, their actual one, right.
You know, you may have known someone that's done that.
I did, yes. I forgot.
Only for half the day.
Right. Thank you.
He remembered by 1:30, 2 o'clock.
After my nap.
Christy's the one that forgets ours.
Good.
Because it's only a couple of days away from my stepson's birthday.
But she doesn't even say anything to you about it, right?
She confuses the two. No, no, our anniversary's first.
Then you feel so dejected, don't you?
And the birthday, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I wallow.
You're an abused husband in that situation.
God.
Yeah. Well, it makes you question if she really loves you or not.
Yeah.
You know.
Members of the House of Representatives will face a hefty fine if they do not complete a security screening before entering the chamber.
Walk through the metal detector, right, because they have people that that want to kill their colleagues, and that's her. What's her name again?
I don't care.
Yeah, well,
I don't know,
because she's horrible.
It's a three-name person.
Yeah. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the city of Rome, Georgia, that's part of her district, said something like, we're sorry about her. Well, half your town voted for her.
Yep, they did. Yeah.
So shut up.
She is completely
Rome, Georgia.
Nuts.
Rome, if you want to. Yeah.
Shut up.
I believe that's the song they're referencing, the town they're referencing.
I don't know.
In that song.
Yeah. No, it's Roaming Around.
No, no.
The video shows them running around the world.
Oh, it's yeah. R-O-A-M?
I think it is.
Ah. That's how the town song is spelled.
Yeah, the song
it
is spelled R-O-A-M.
Yeah, I thought it was spelled like the city.
No. No, it's Roam Around the World. I've listened to lyrics
okay,
to that song.
I've been reading it all wrong.
Yep.
I've been hearing it all wrong for years.
Apparently. You thought it was about a town called Rome, George.
Yeah.
Although I know they're from Athens. I get it, but no, no.
Now you have me questioning myself.
Well, the video is Roam Around the World. That's one of the lyrics. Roam Around the World.
Right.
Yeah, it shows me Roam Around the World, yeah. When I find out an old song I screwed up lyrics-wise, I don't tell anybody. Because it doesn't happen too often, but I'll be listening to an old song on the radio and I'll be in the car, and I think, oh, I never really remembered it said that. I won't tell anybody because I'm embarrassed because I'm in this business, and either I played that song or I know the song, and I said, man, I sang that lyric wrong that many years. I'm an idiot, so I don't tell anybody.
I'll catch myself doing that either too, and I. To keep it a secret.
I don't tell anybody. I can't tell anybody that.
Well, I've realized that there's songs that, like songs that I consider some of my favorite songs of all times that have little parts of the lyrics that I know don't have any idea what they say.
And then when you hear it, finally, you read it or something like
but
that.
But I've never looked it up.
No, either have I. Either have I.
And I very easily could.
I know.
It's that, right there.
I'm with you. I've never looked it up
and
either.
And I've never have looked it up.
Right.
I just mumble through those words and move on.
Right.
In a YouGov poll of more than 21,000 U.S. adults, 57% say that Valentine's Day is celebrated more because of pressure from commercial entities.
That should be 100%.
The rest of them are wrong.
Yeah. Thank you, Craig. That's how it should read. And 43% are wrong. It's higher than that. I think people are afraid to even answer that question. Is she listening? Is she listening?
28% say they think Valentine's Day is celebrated more because it's a real special occasion.
No.
No.
It's totally commercially concocted.
Right. You said concocted.
I did.
Men are slightly more likely than women to say they think Valentine's Day is a real...
Valentine's.
You're right. Special occasion.
We say it's not, right?
Well, men are slightly more likely to say that it is a real special occasion, but the majority of both men and women say no.
What pussy-whipped men are saying that it is a mate? It is a... Geez.
Well, probably their wife or significant other is sitting next to them.
Right.
And they're answering that.
Or they're in a new relationship and excited about it.
Yeah. I love you, love you.
Now, 57% of us say that we have a positive opinion of Valentine's Day. 14% of us have a negative opinion of the occasion, and women, of course, more likely than men to say they have a positive opinion of Valentine's Day.
I get flowers in a card, my wife, and we move on.
Do you get flowers in a card? And
No, I really don't.
So, okay. So
I would once in a while get a card.
So the day is actually nicer for her because she gets flowers in a card.
Yep, yep.
That's nice. Yep. So she would appreciate it more.
That I pick up at 10:30 on the way home at the grocery store.
Yeah, well, it is one of those things where the onus is kind of on the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, totally.
But there are Valentines for women to give the guys. You read the card. Oh, that's nice, honey. Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you're in a same-sex relationship, then the onus might be on the girl.
Yep.
And if it's two dudes, it's definitely on the dude. And I wonder which one.
The one that's more of the chick. I watch. Yeah.
But there's got to be an understanding among gay guys that you're the one that makes the anniversary plans. You're the one that picks up the stuff. Or maybe it's mutual.
Sorry about that.
I don't know.
Push, I watch a show called Shameless where there's two gay guys, and they're both really tough, brutal dudes. And they walk into the room, and they go, hey, which one of them's the chick? And they say, you. And this guy's is just a real hard ass, man. They're both just hard asses on this show. It's a great show. But, yeah, it's just, yeah.
And that is the most tender love story in that whole show.
Yes, it is.
It really is.
A lot of butt sex.
11 seasons, and that's the enduring love story of
but
that whole show.
Regardless of the comp and composition of the relationship, there's one person that's her job to remember the anniversary. Yeah. And Valentine's Day.
I still think Valentine's Day is for ladies. Of course it is. The guy gets flowers and a card, and a guy might, and then if they do go to dinner, then they're having, that's for both of them, but. I don't remember. I don't think guys are getting a lot of stuff, you know?
No. It's on us to get stuff for our wives.
What day is that this year?
The Sunday. 14th.
Oh, it's Sunday.
It's a Sunday.
Oh,
yeah.
I might forget that. Holy yes. Because when it's during the week, I just leave here and go do it.
Well, we could do a show that Sunday morning.
Or we could
and
not.
Then, go out and get flowers afterwards, since that seems to be our routine.
That is my routine, totally, man. That's totally my routine.
But that's not my routine.
You know what I do? What I'll do now, especially it's usually winter. It's always winter, actually.
I won't listen.
It's Sunday, right?
Yeah.
I will come home Saturday with flowers and a card. She'll go, it's not Valentine's Day. I say, I know, but here they are.
It's also not a work day.
You're right.
Yeah, see, I'm going to have to wait and send them to her work on the 15th.
Oh, because she can brag to her friends,
because they mean more when they show up in front of everybody else.
I know.
At work.
Look, my husband loves me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You dateless wonders I work with.
Yeah. If you just hand them to her and say, Happy Valentine's Day, I love you, honey, it doesn't mean as much.
Right. She can't brag
That's
about
stupid.
What a catch you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I am.
Yeah. Well, she can't brag about it just to you because you know that.
Yeah. And I guess if she just goes around talking about how great I am around the office, it just...
Flowers from Mrs. Pussy. She hates
and
that.
And she's in HR.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.